Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
More about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
Be different. Stand by. Stones bringing us back. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your DJ and your host and the Small Business Advocate. And that's my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I'm having fun. I hope you are. And Ami Kazar is our guest, our good friend. He always has fun. It's the reason we like to have him on the show. He's not only pretty darn smart, he's a fun guy, and we like having him around. He's CEO of Multifund and founder of Multifunding, multifunding.com. And Ami, remind us what Multifunding does.
Thanks so much for your kind words. What we do at Multifunding is we help business owners figure out the best debt structures or leverage structures for themselves to help them reach their objectives. We don't actually lend them the money. We go out and find them the best sources for the money and connect them with the lenders and help them close the loans.
Exactly. What I said earlier, folks, he's a connector, and he's a very important one. So you need to know about Multifunding. I encourage you to go to their website, multifunding.com. We're talking about five dilemmas that you see, that you've seen, and that I've seen entrepreneurs struggle with. In the previous one, we talked about, what's your next step? What's your next growth step? You know, one of the things we didn't talk about, I want to stick in here real quick, is before you grow, you need to make sure that your organization can support that growth, right?
Of course.
You got to have that in there. That's one thing a lot of people don't take into consideration. They just assume that since they're ready to grow, that their people are, or their physical plant is, or their capital structure is. And all those things have to be checked with, don't they?
So, Jim, let me tell you, actually, in my book that's coming out in late January.
Because you have a new book coming out in January, folks. We're going to launch it on the show.
Called The Growth Dilemma. I tell the story of three, I call them fishpreneurs, three people grew up in a fishing town, and they chose different paths for their business. So the first person had a small boat, no employees. They'd go out and catch a couple of fish every day, come back, sell them, and they'd make a decent living and modest living, and they were happy. The second fishpreneur went out and got a small business loan through the SBA and got five boats and needed to have some employees and needed a small yard to keep the boats and repair the boats. And life was a little bit, her business was bigger, but life was a little bit more complicated for her. And she missed it because she didn't go out to get out on the water so much anymore. And the third fishpreneur, he was the most restless. So not only did he get the boats, but he also decided to open a fish packing plant. And He hit the point where he couldn't do it alone with debt, so he added some investors.
Oh boy!
And he had a board of directors, and he never got in the water anymore because he was too busy in the weeds.
Mm-hmm.
So, which one do you think is happier, Jim?
Mm-hmm. I know which one's happier. The first one.
Do you think
the first. Well, they could all be happy, but it just depends on how they define happiness, right? That's the key.
That's right. And so we would think that sort of in the culture of entrepreneurship and what it's about, everyone would aspire to be the third one with the plant and the employees. But that one might not be the happiest.
That's right. You know, I was talking to a friend of mine the other day about in the conversation, we brought up several very, very successful big business tycoons, billionaire types. And my friend said, how'd you like to be them? And I said, I wouldn't want their payroll. Right. When I see them, I don't think about how much money they got. I think about how much payroll they have to make every Friday.
So growth comes with responsibility, and growth comes with more pressure, and growth comes with tension, and less time for fun and more time for work, and that's completely cool if that's what you want. Some people thrive on that, okay, and some people are happy with what's going on and what they're allowed. Sometimes growth requires taking on more risk. Maybe you don't want to do that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to keep the energy of your company in the first couple of years, you have to keep innovating and trying new things and be willing to test and do things and keep growing. Sometimes people lose some of that. And again, there's nothing wrong with that, but it's important, I think, to understand how you think about growth, what your aspirations are, and then get comfortable with it.
Well, and this is an area that it's right in the middle of your world. A lot of people don't realize that growth has to be funded. They think every sale is, if you're in retail, you know, maybe sales are self-funding. But if you're in B2B, sales are not self-funding. You got to.
Right.
They've got to be a step. They got to have a benefactor in the beginning, right? Somebody's got to fund that initial growth. The inventory, the receivables, the investment in people before the collections come in. Somebody's got to fund that.
Yes, I'll tell you a story, Jim.
Hold on to that thought. I'm going to let you tell that story on the other side of the break, because this is really important, folks. This is the critical part of growth. I've seen people who grew them. You can literally succeed yourself out of business if you don't understand what we were talking about now and what we're going to talk about after this break. TintailMultifunding.com is the website for Amit Kazar. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Come on the rise and win.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.